All right, how's it going? I'm just trying to get ready for the Colts.
What type of challenges did they have?
A lot. They got their outside linebackers are really good speed rushers. They got big physical guys inside. They use their hands real good. It's gonna be a challenge.
Do you see any similarities between Mathis and the guy, and the guys you saw last Sunday in Dallas?
Mathis is a good player. He's fast and he's strong and he does a pretty good job.
Bill has always rotated in a lot of guys on the offensive line. In what ways does that make a transition like this easier?
Wherever he puts me, it's where he puts me. So I'll play.
But when you have an opportunity to play more often in different positions, how does that make transitions easier when a guy like Nate Solder goes down? Does it help in the preparation and the feeling of comfortability?
We prepare for whatever. Wherever he wants us to prepare at, that's where we'll practice at, and wherever he wants us to play at, that's where we'll play at.
Did you have a lot of reps or any reps against Trent Cole and joint practices with these last couple of years?
I don't remember.
Conventional wisdom seems to suggest that offensive line, you want to stick with five guys, the same five guys. But you guys have shown that with the rotation, you guys have been able to have some success doing that.
You got to talk to Bill about that. However many guys, I don't do that. It's whatever he wants to put out there. Whatever's out there is what we play with.
It appears you'll have an expanded role. How do you approach that? Any nervousness or just ready to take on the challenge?
I just do my job wherever they're at.
Mark, it's that ability, though, to sort of just go with the flow. What does that say about the guys on the offensive line and on this team, that no matter what's asked of you guys, you're ready and willing to do it?
Whatever they ask of us, we'll do it.
Thank you, Marcus.